of football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
I think you're outside the stadium and this place is notorious for not great reception. But try again, Ted, see how we go.
Yes, the activation is pretty much promoting awareness of prostate cancer. It's one of those things where you've got four celebrities hitting off to the middle of the ground, trying to get closest to the pin. And we're trying to raise some dollars and raise awareness in regards to prostate cancer.
So our own Zach Tuohy's amongst that crew. He's not a bad little golfer. Cameron Ling, Al Nicholson, and Nikki Buckley is also, who loves her golf. I was lucky enough to play in an APCO day with her last year. But important probably to raise the prostate cancer message, as you've continued to do for the last 30 years. But I suspect raising it on Mother's Day is important as well.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, you know, for those who don't know, there's 26-odd thousand Australian men diagnosed with prostate cancer each year, and that works out to around 3,500 deaths, which is way too many. And particularly on Mother's Day, yes, the fact is that we've got all of our male relatives, our fathers, our grandfathers, brothers, etc., and we want to have them around for a long time, and we need to let them know that the prostate test is only a blood test these days, and it only has to happen once a year. And it's very important that the guys who are traditionally reluctant have an annual health and prostate cancer checkup.
Yeah, absolutely. Hard to believe it is 30 years. Ted, you and I spoke during the week and I brought that number up and it nearly floored you.
Yeah, 30 years, 1995. Where's that time gone? It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's really flown, but, you know, with the work that we're doing at Rural Prostate Cancer, which was initially the old E.J. Witten Foundation, the memory of Dad continues to come up day by day. And, it's not hard to forget him because he's in our face every day, which is fantastic.
Yep. And how are you hitting him, Ted, down there at Anglesey?
Yeah, very good, mate. Just enjoying it down there. And as you know, the Kangaroos are getting in the way a bit, but it's great fun, good course and good company down there.
Do you have to ride a cart down there, Ted, or do you walk the track?
I've made provisions for a cart, but I like to walk it with the aid of a battery buggy. Try to use it as a bit of a fitness test each Saturday. So until I can't walk it, I'm going to continue on in that regard. It's a pretty hilly course.
Yeah, it's pretty lumpy, isn't it? You usually end up with one leg shorter than the other by the time you finish playing there at Anglesey.
That's right, yeah. We do an annual golf day, and Tom is good enough to host it for us, and it was a great success this year, and we look forward to doing it again.
They reckon that he yells four, shoots six, and writes down five.
He goes all right, Tom, too, boys, don't worry. He's not too bad with the sticks.
Yeah, thank you, Ben.
Oh, they reckon he's handy taps the ball and the clubs.
Oh, Ben. Are you pulling out your dad jokes from Mother's Day?
I am, yeah. The dad jokes. You haven't got any mum ones. Maybe under the rug.
Right. Now, Ted, what time is closest to cue out taking place?
About 10 to 3. On the ground, it'll be broadcast live on the 7 network. We'll have our four celebrity golfers out there having a couple of shots each, hosted by Brian Taylor. We will introduce them to the crowd, and we hope to get a good response, and pretty much it's having a bit of fun supporting a good cause.
Fantastic. Ted, appreciate you taking the time to have a chat with us. I suspect we might be talking to you again this year as we come up towards the 30th anniversary of Dad's passing, and a bit of a reflection on his life in football and his contribution to us here at K-Rock. Appreciate your time as always. Rural Prostate Cancer, to donate, text RURAL to 0400 662 662 or visit ruralprostatecancer.org.au. Good luck with it, Ted.
Thanks, Tom.
Good work, Ted.
Witten Jr.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.